Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, visiting at Letterkenny University Hospital has been suspended for a week from today. Sale to say visiting will be facilitated on compassionate grounds on an exceptional basis. There are separate arrangements in place for access to the maternity department. Meanwhile, hospitals are being told to cancel non-urgent care for the next 2 weeks, as HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says more patients are now testing positive while in hospital for treatment for other illnesses. Government party leaders have agreed schools should reopen as planned on Thursday. The talks between the teachers' unions and the education minister are continuing this evening, and Gardaí have issued a number of appeals. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this evening that visiting at Letterkenny University Hospital has been suspended for a week. Seltha say the decision has been taken due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the community and also current outbreaks of COVID-19 within the hospital itself. Visiting will be facilitated on compassionate grounds on an exceptional basis only. To arrange a visit on such grounds, people are being asked to contact the ward manager in advance. The nominated support person or visitor must complete a COVID-19 screening checklist and follow the public health guidance, including regular hand sanitisation and the use of approved surgical face masks as required. There are separate arrangements in place at the hospital for access to the maternity department for nominated support partners. That's in line, sale to say, with national guidance. Sale to say the limitation on visiting access will remain in place for 1 week and it will be kept under review. Well, hospitals across the country are being told to cancel non-urgent care for the next fortnight. The HSE has also asked for staff to be redeployed to help relieve the pressure from COVID-19. 884 patients were in hospital with the virus, an increase of 70% over the past week. Letterkenny University Hospital is currently dealing with 59 infectious cases. That was the highest figure in the country as of 8 last night, with 4 of those patients in ICU. And the HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says more patients are now testing positive in hospital while being treated for other conditions.
There's no doubt over the past 10 days that number that have come in with other illnesses and been identified as COVID has increased. Up to the Christmas period, it generally had been around 90% of the cases that we have in with COVID are people being treated for COVID, and that's their primary focus.
Government party leaders have agreed that schools should reopen as planned on Thursday. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar and Transport Minister Eamon Ryan discussed the issue at a meeting earlier. Talks are ongoing between teachers' unions and the Education Minister over COVID safety measures in place. Well, earlier, Patrick Curley, a member of the ASTI's Standing Committee and a teacher at Loretto Community School in Milford, told Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show that he's in favour of a staggered return to schools.
The whole thing here is born out of concern. Concern for the actual community, concern for students, concern for the staffing involved in schools. As we know, the new Omicron variant is very transmissible. I think it's up to 5 times more transmissible than the previous one, Delta. And I think it's unfortunate that the government haven't come together with schools and you know, unions and management to decide how we're going to approach the kind of the dangerous area of just after Christmas, and that we make sure that that runs nice and smooth so that our schools can continue to stay open and serve our pupils and the community.
What does a staggered return look like?
The staggered return would be that there would be a prioritisation given to the Leave and Cert students and the junior cycle students, because they're the ones that will be looking to get certificate exams. So those would be prioritised. Those would be brought back first in a gradual basis. And what we're trying to do here, that the whole emphasis here is to try and get over the spike in cases. Mm. And obviously we're looking for filtration, air filtration in schools as well.
And that was Patrick Curley there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Well, a further 218,724 confirmed COVID-19 cases have been recorded today in England and Scotland. However, the government's daily figures do contain some delayed reporting of infections because of the holiday period. In England, another 48 people have died within 28 days of testing positive for coronavirus. Other news, and Garthy are keen to speak to anyone who may have been in contact with the two men who died in a murder-suicide in Letterkenny before Christmas. The body of Daniel Duffy, who was in his 80s, was discovered in a house in the Windy Hall area on Thursday, December 23rd. His son Damien was found dead in a car in an adjacent shed. Investigations are ongoing. Garthy Niall Maguire says this is a very important investigation and they want to speak to people who had contact with the two men in the days before their deaths.
The Guards in Letterkenny are continuing to investigate all the circumstances into the discovery of two male bodies at a house in Windy Hall on Thursday, the 23rd of December 21. One male, Daniel Duffy, in his 80s, was discovered in the house, and a second male, his son, Damien Duffy, was discovered in a car in an adjacent shed. The scene was examined by the Garda National Technical Bureau and post-mortem examinations conducted by Dr. Collis, the state pathologist. So the local Garda are appealing for anyone with information in relation to this incident to come forward, and in particular, anyone who spoke with either male in person or by telephone or provided transport to either or taxis who may have called to the house at Windy Hall, Letterkenny on the 22nd or 23rd of December, please come forward. And if you can help us, and specifically people that may have spoken to them or give them lifts on the 22nd or 23rd December, please contact the Guards in Letterkenny, 074 9167 100, or the confidential telephone line 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Garda station. We need to investigate as thoroughly as we can so that we can maybe assist professionals in the future from preventing something like this from happening again.
Well, staying with the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show, investigations are continuing into the fatal crash in St Johnson last week, which claimed the life of Patrick Duher of Port Hall, who was in his 20s. On Thursday night last, at around 9, two vehicles clashed in the Dundee area. A woman was also badly injured, and Garda Niall Maguire is urging anyone with information or footage to come forward.
This happened on the 30th of December. The Guardian Castlefin and Letterkenny are investigating this situation surrounding the recent fatal accident in St Johnson. A young local man lost his life and another local lady had serious but non-life-threatening injuries. This collision occurred at the townland of Dundee. The R236 is the name of the road in St Johnson, at approximately sometime between 9 p.m. and 10 past 9 in the evening. This is the road that you would take to Derry through St Johnson, through Carrigans, and it's near a local housing estate, Ardbahan. A burgundy Vauxhall Corsa was travelling from the St Johnson side towards Carrigans and collided with an oncoming silver Peugeot 207 travelling from Carrigans. So we are directly appealing for any witnesses to the collision to come forward, or anyone that witnessed either car being driven immediately before the collision occurred. Some people may have had dash cams or CCTV on their premises, and I do know from speaking to the investigating team that as soon as the first responding guards arrived at the scene, there was quite a number of people at the scene because it's a busy area. So if anyone hasn't spoken to the guards already that were at the scene, just a phone call would be great if they could help us out. Again, the guards in Castlefin are able to be reached through Letterkenny station on the same numbers, 9167 100, or any Garda station.
And that was Garda Niall Maguire there. And you can see the full Community Garda slot on our website, highlandradio.com. Also, of course, on Facebook. You can look at the whole of the 9 till noon show on our Facebook page. And indeed, you can listen to a podcast of the 9 till noon show also on our website, highlandradio.com. A post-mortem examination has been taking place on the body of an 18-year-old man who drowned off Arranmore Island yesterday. Dara Conlon, who was 18, was swimming with a friend when he got into difficulty along the pier. Garthy say he was taken out to sea in a major swell, and the lifeboat brought him to shore. He received medical attention at the scene but couldn't be revived. Well, on today's 9 till noon show, Father John Joe Duffy, a former priest on Arranmore Island, paid this tribute.
I just want to send my sympathies to his family and to the people of the island this morning.
That's a former parish of yours, isn't it, Father John?
A former parish. He was just 3 years of age when I went there, and I remember him as a child, sort of between the ages of 3 to 9, a lovely little child he was, and comes from a lovely family who helped me on numerous occasions in many different ways. And I was just heartbroken. I remember him so well. And I went over to the pier last night at Port na Blaa just after everything was sorted here. And I just prayed for him sitting over at the pier. And my heart was out to the family.
Donegal's Fire and Rescue Service personnel could be deployed as first responders to assist the National Ambulance Service. The NAS has confirmed that fire service personnel can be used to assist in cardiac arrest calls. Requests for the dispatch of the fire service, however, must be granted by Donegal County Council. And there was a discussion on this at a meeting in November. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin is encouraging the Youth Authority to engage with the National Ambulance Service to ensure that this vital service can be utilised fully.
It is good news. And it's been a long time coming. I've raised this for years with various ministers, and now the National Ambulance Service are confirming that they do have a protocol whereby the trained fire and emergency service personnel can assist as first responders when it comes to cardiac emergencies. So it's vital now that Donegal County Council engage with the National Ambulance Service, because I know from speaking to those personnel across Donegal, they really want to play that role.
And indeed, this is great news for Donegal when this does come to fruition, because we have heard many instances where people have been waiting hours on an ambulance.
Oh, indeed. I mean, and if you look at the spread of the fire and rescue personnel across Donegal, they're perfectly located to respond quickly to the likes of a cardiac emergency. I would also like to see them responded to respiratory emergencies or other emergencies as a backup, not as a replacement, but as a backup for the National Ambulance Service. So it's really important when you look at a county like Donegal, with all its geographical spread and problems, that this is a ready-made solution. I know that these are trained emergency responders. They really want to back up the ambulance service. So it's really important now that Donegal County Council engage and make this happen.
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there speaking to Michaela Clark. There has been a 14% increase in the number of new cars registered in Donegal in 2021. There were 2,406 cars registered in the county last year, compared to 2,101 in 2020. Nationally, there were almost 105,000 new cars registered last year. That was up 19%. Garda are investigating a number of burglaries in Donegal, with break-ins in Letterkenny and in Inishowen. With details, here's Michaela Clark.
Garda and Letterkenny are investigating a burglary at Clonmore, Knocknamona. Between 2 and 10am on Wednesday last, a domestic garage was broken into and one 9-bot Segway and an NB scooter was stolen. Garda are urging anyone who has any information or who may have been offered these items for sale to contact them. In Inishowen, in the Gordon Hinson area, a garden shed was entered between 4pm on Tuesday, December the 21st and 1pm the following day. Three chainsaws and a cordless drill were taken. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into a burglary in the Tubin Burnfoot area on Thursday, December the 23rd. At 4:30am, the house was broken into and a car stolen. Gardaí say the owner disturbed the intruders and they fled the scene. The stolen vehicle was subsequently found on fire at Birdstown Burnfoot a short time later.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Give the gift that always fits with a gift card from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Fun Harps have lost another of their star performers from last season. Kosovar Siddiqui has moved to Italy and joined Serie C outfit Virtus Entella. Big Kos will be playing his football for 2022 in Givari, which is part of the city of Genoa. Entella are currently fourth in Group B of Serie C and chasing a spot in the promotion playoffs. Well, cross channel, Everton have completed the signing of Scottish international Nathan Patterson from Rangers. The fullback has joined the Premier League club for a fee believed to be in the region of £16 million on a 3.5-year deal. He will act as competition for Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman, who plays in the same right-sided position. Patterson helped the Ibrox side win the Scottish Premiership title last season. Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel says Romelu Lukaku has apologised for his controversial interview and is back in the squad for tomorrow's League Cup semi-final with Tottenham. The striker was dropped for Sunday's Premier League draw with title rivals Liverpool after claims emerged that he was unhappy at Stamford Bridge. After a meeting between the two, Tuchel is now satisfied Lukaku didn't intend to cause so much disruption.
For me, the most important thing was to understand it was not intentional. before that interview, I never had the slightest doubt that he is not committed. We have to adapt now to the situation, and it created some noise, but there are zero doubts in his commitment.
In the Premiership of the Irish League, Cloughtonville will host Crusaders in their rearranged derby this evening. Paddy McLaughlin's Cloughtonville will reclaim top spot in the standings with a win in the encounter being played at Solitude. Novak Djokovic has been granted a medical exemption to defend his Australian Open tennis title after what officials have called a rigorous review process. The world number one's place at the Grand Slam was in doubt due to uncertainty over his COVID-19 vaccine status. Djokovic previously refused to say if he had been jabbed. Players heading to Melbourne have to be vaccinated unless they're medically exempt. GA President Larry McCarthy thinks the Connacht Air Dome could be the blueprint for other provinces. He was a spectator at Sligo's win against Leitrim in the FBD League at the indoor venue in Mayo last night. McCarthy says the creation of similar facilities across the country could be of huge benefit to the association.
A miserable night outside, yet here we are having a tremendous game inside, and the speed at which they're playing is very, very impressive. Well, think of the benefits if we had one of these in each province, in terms of clubs and in terms of schools and colleges in particular, and even, you know, McKenna or Bourne Cup being able to play in conditions which are I won't say sublime, but they're excellent.
To cricket, Henrik Mallon has been appointed as the new head coach of Ireland's men's team. The former New Zealand boss replaces Graham Ford, who stepped down in November. Mallon has signed a 3-year contract and will start in March. When the fourth Ashes test gets underway in Australia tonight, England cannot win the series as they trail the hosts 3-0. And finally in rugby, the EPCR say they're working with clubs to ensure this month's round 3 and 4 pool games in the Heineken Champions Cup will go ahead. Last month, 5 Champions Cup round 2 games were postponed due to the French government restrictions on travel to and from the UK. While Leinster's visit to Montpellier was cancelled, with the French side awarded a 28-0 bonus point win. A medical advisory group at the time said it was not safe for the game to go ahead. That's your sport for today, Donal. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Bunkrana has secured a top 10 place in the latest Irish Business Against Litter survey. Naas has been crowned Ireland's cleanest town for 2021. Bunkrana has risen 11 places to be named the 10th cleanest town in Ireland. 8 out of 10 sites surveyed in the town received the top litter grade. The Coghaoch of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Nicholas Crossan, says it's testament to the hard work put in by all involved that Bunkrana has made this progress.
We've moved up to the top 10 of the eyeball towns in Ireland, and it's very, very much welcomed. There has been a marked improvement in litter-free areas in Bunkrana, and we're delighted with it, Michaela.
And indeed, there was just one area that needed more attention, but 8 out of 10 areas surveyed within the town received a top litter grade.
Yes, very much. St Mary's Oratory, Bunkrana Library, Castle Avenue, the Brinkbanks, in particular around Super Value, all been tidied up. Unfortunately, we see still the pandemic litter, as they call it now, the masks and gloves and, as I call it, the new litter of paper coffee cups, still letting us down in some areas. But I think with the constant work of the Donegal County Council, and indeed our great working team in the Tidy Towns, I think that we can get even higher marks than we have already.
And as you say, it is testament to those that work at this year on year, as Bunkrana is no stranger to be featured in this survey.
Yeah, it's not even year on year, it's day on day. The Tidy Towns, a few years back, we were working maybe over the summer months, but now it's a 365 days a year job for them. It's a labour of love, and that only can happen with the cooperation of the people and our visitors coming into town that are helping to keep our beautiful areas litter-free. But unfortunately, there are still people who throw a mask or litter in areas and expect somebody else to pick it up, and it's not fair. And I think that we have sufficient bins in Bunkrana. And I've often been saying, if the bins are filled over the Christmas period or any other time, it's take the litter home with you. It's a very simple operation. And I'd ask the people, when we have got these good marks, is try to better them. in the coming months.
And that was Councillor Nicholas Crossan. Three youths are being sought after a Letterkenny business was brandished with spray paint. At around four on Wednesday before Christmas, the three youths wearing dark coloured clothing were caught on CCTV spray painting the walls and doors of a premises at Letterkenny Retail Park with black paint. Gardaí believe the group are around 15 years of age. Anyone with information that may help in assisting in identifying those involved is asked to contact Letterkenny Gardaí Station. And additional funding has been announced for an extension to the Waterside Greenway in Derry. The Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Alderman Graeme Warwick, says the Strathfoyle Greenway will be a demonstration of how this kind of infrastructure can be built with people, biodiversity and climate change at its heart. With more detail, here's Dan Brennan.
An additional £400,000 of funding has been announced for the Strathfoyle Greenway project as an extension to the popular Waterside Greenway in Derry. The link is designed to connect Strathowen and Strathfoyle to the Derry City Centre, as well as the wider Derry City Greenway network, and will add 2.7 kilometres of greenway for cycling as well as walking for commuters. The total funding for the greenway has now reached £2.64 million, and construction is to get underway early in 2022. It's expected the project will be completed by the end of this year.
Daniel Brennan with that report. Well, the forecast and Metair tell us it will be cold this evening with clear spells and some scattered showers of rain or hail. Northwest winds generally moderate but fresh to strong in coastal areas. Tonight, cold and mostly dry with clear spells. A widespread frost and some icy patches will develop as temperatures drop to between 0 and minus 2 degrees Celsius. West to northwest winds gradually easing overnight, becoming near calm in some areas later. Tomorrow, Wednesday, cold and dry with frost and ice patches slowly clearing in the morning and long sunny spells developing. Highest temperatures on Wednesday of just 3 to 6 degrees Celsius with light variable or westerly winds turning southerly later in the day. Main stories in brief this evening. And visiting at Letterkenny University Hospital has been suspended for a week from today. Celtas say they've taken the decision because of the rising number of COVID cases in the community and in the hospital. Visiting will be facilitated on compassionate grounds, arranged with ward managers in advance. There are separate arrangements in place for access to the maternity department. Letterkenny University Hospital was dealing with 59 infectious cases today, the highest figure in the country, four of them in ICU. And government party leaders have agreed that schools should reopen as planned on Thursday. The Taoiseach, Tánaiste and Transport Minister have been discussing the issue at a meeting. Talks between unions and the Education Minister, Norma Foley, are continuing this evening. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The abridged notices for this Tuesday evening, the 4th of January. The death has occurred of Margaret Roger, née Sweeney, Glenties and Fintown. Removal from her home on a Friday morning, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private to family and close friends, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Flowers welcome, or if desired, donations to the Glenties Daycare Centre, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Seamus Doherty, Dobbs, 25, Castle Park, Buncrana. Removal from his residence on Friday afternoon at 20 past 1, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cashel na Gor, care of any family member. The tragic death has occurred of Dara Conlon, Leibh Garrow, Aranmore Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence, which is strictly private to family, close friends and school friends only, please. Funeral will take place on Friday in St Cronus Church, Aranmore Island, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Donal Basil Shields, Carrickatascan, Derry Beg. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with house private after the rosary until 11 a.m. House private to family, neighbours and close friends, please. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg on Thursday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of James O'Donnell, Middle Door, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with house private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. House is private to family, neighbours and close friends, please. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sean McGoldrick, Ard O'Donnell Letterkenny, and formerly of Mullahanry, Killygordon. His remains will repose at his late home in Mullahanry from 6 this evening. Wake private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church Crossroads with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the St Patrick's Crossroads Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Norman O'Hare, 52 Blue Cedars, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Tronorer, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the rehab unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The house and funeral are private to family and friends only, please. The death has taken place of William Pinkerton, Gortlebe Rafoe. Funeral service at his late home at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon with burial afterwards in Stranorer Church of Ireland graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or William Key, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Anne-Marie Annie Gallagher, née Duffy, 341 3D Caledonia Road, Gerbils, Glasgow, formerly of Glen Road, Annagree, and Letterkenny. Requiem Mass tomorrow in Blessed John Dunscotus Church, Ballater Street, Gerbils, Glasgow, with interment afterwards in Lynn Cemetery, Glasgow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Prince and Princess of Wales Hospice, Bellahouston, Glasgow, care of Desmond Maguire, Funeral Directors, or any family member. The death has occurred of James McShee, Maramelan Dunlow. His remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home. Wake strictly private to family and close friends only, please. Removal to St Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, at 6:30 tonight, arriving at 7 o'clock and reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.